with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We are off and running with another week. And, well, I don't know if you can say we're running right now with the way things are going, but we are off the starting blocks. And so I pray that you are have a strategy in mind, that you're going to make the most of this season, no matter what this season looks like to you. Make the most of it. Before I, let me start off by saying thank you to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you need your air conditioner repaired, replaced, have somebody come out and take a look at it, and you're in the central part of Brevard County here, you can give Bill Andriak a call, 321-759-3284. He owns Creative AC Solutions. Decades of experience, not just with residential units, but with commercial units of exponential size. He told me the size of an air conditioner that they were going to need to be working on, and it was like, I didn't know they made anything at all in that size. Now, I'm sure that that my father has helped install some of that size. He was in construction before he retired and has worked on chiller plants and all of that, but we're talking a big, big unit. I tell you that not so that you'll be impressed, but so that you will know what. No matter what type of system you have, Bill is going to be able to address the problems, whether it's a micro-split system, a traditional unit with an outside condensing unit and an internal air handler, or whether it's a package unit like you would find in a mobile home or a smaller home. He's going to be able to get you up and running. He even knows how to work on window units, as far as I know. And so you can give him a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. So let me start off by saying thank you to everybody who has been tuning in to our Facebook live stream. We've still been working to get the YouTube channel up to speed. We're having to tweak some things and all of that. But we will get there eventually. You know, this is what happens when you're a smaller church and you don't have the full scale technical team like some of the mega churches do. But we want to thank you for tuning in. Actually, this season has caused our ministry, our outreach, to touch more people than we traditionally did beforehand. You know, we would conduct our service in the church, and then we'd have people that would watch and things like that. We have seen more people watch, and I don't even have the numbers on who was able to watch on YouTube or whatever, but we have seen people from far, far away be touched by the YouTube exclusive broadcast that we have been doing. And so I want to thank God for the resurrection, and I want to thank God for the people that he has blessed our church with and blessed me with in my life. And they work hard. I mean, we work hard to make it as good a production as we possibly can. We want to share the word of truth with you. Today we're going to be in Psalm 91. And I want to talk to you before we get to there. I want to address a few things with you, and that is, make the most of this season that you have, no matter what your season looks like. There are a lot of people who are still working. There are some people who are not still working. Some people have been furloughed. Some people's business have gone down, been shut down, and things like that. No matter what season you find yourself in, make the most of that season. Make the most, whether it is, you know, cleaning out some things that you've been trying to get to. I saw a Facebook meme that said, all those husbands that have been telling their wives they're going to get to that project when they have time for it. Now you've got time. And so it might not be, that might not have been the real reason. Make the most of it. So if it is cleaning out the garage or cleaning out a closet or throwing some things away or getting some paperwork together that needs to be shredded, whatever it might be, make the most of that season that you have. If you are working, prepare yourself for whatever the next season might have. And that will be greatly beneficial to you. You will appreciate whatever you sow into now when you reap the harvest of that bounty a little bit later. I also want to talk to you about some habits. And this would be a great time to really focus on ridding yourself of bad habits. Takes about 40 days. There are different people who quote different statistics. I've heard 21 days. I've heard 40 days. I've heard 40 days longer than I've heard 21 days. And so it takes about 40 days to undo a habit. And I want to tell you, you cannot just quit doing something. You have to replace it with something. So it is not only a great time to undo bad habits and get rid of them, but it is a great time to develop new habits. And so if you've never been in the habit of reading the Bible, if you've not been in the habit of praying on a daily basis, if you've not been in the habit of reading to enhance your skill set, or you know, I don't know, maybe now would be a great time to take a class online to enhance your skill set so that you are more marketable to employers than you've ever been before in your life. So those are some things. We've streamlined ministry at Merit Assembly of God during this season because a lot of our people work in the medical field, and so they're hit with all sorts of stressors going on in their life right now. A number of them are retired, and so we have to be extra vigilant to make sure that none of them are exposed to anything that would endanger their lives. So we are being vigilant on our part. I just want to encourage you, don't just say, oh man, we just sat idle. Now, I do have some thoughts on this, and that is, we are so used to, as a society, going great guns. I mean, we just never, ever stop. I know that when I went to college in, the late 70s, early 80s, that the town that I went to college in, they were completely shut down on Sunday. And then retailers started looking and saying, man, if we opened on Sunday, it becomes our second most productive day of the week. And that developed to where you weren't just open a little bit. You were open later and later and later. And pretty soon stores were open round the clock. I will tell you that when all of that expansion started happening, that I was in the retail industry, and they were finding that their bottom line didn't improve any because they were having to pay extra manpower. You had to have extra staffing to be able to operate during those hours. So you had to have greater numbers of people working for you. It put extra strain on your facilities and things like that. Now, they may have found ways to overcome that since then, but I will tell you this, what they haven't discovered an antidote to is they haven't discovered a substitute for a Sabbath rest. And as our economy has, pretty much ground to a halt at this point in time, we need to say, you know what, God? make me more productive when I come out of this than when I went into this. Here was the thing about a Jubilee rest that God prescribed for the nation of Israel. And that was this: I am going to make you so prosperous leading into this, leading into the year of Jubilee, that you're going to have enough for the year you're in, the next year, and the year after that, while you're waiting for the harvest to come in. So that's the way that I am framing my mindset and saying, you know what, if God has prescribed for us a season of rest, it's so that he can make us more productive in the days ahead. And so I just want to encourage you, don't waste the season. If all you get out of this is you binge watch all of the TV programs that you haven't binge watched before, you're going to come out of this season more of a vegetable than we were when we went in. We don't want that. We want to come out better, not bitter. We want to come out more productive, not more lazy. So let me take you to Psalm 91. We're still talking about deliverance, and this is a great passage, I believe, directly to the type of season that we are in. We have gone through this passage before when we were dealing with a hurricane. Actually, we were teaching this. I was teaching this at our church right before a hurricane made dead aim for Brevard County. And so as I was teaching through that, I was applying it to my heart, and then God spoke to me and he said, I want you to position yourself against this storm exactly like you studied in Psalm 91. And we saw God answer faithfully. I believe that we're going to see God be faithful once again in this season. Verse number 1 of Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, the first thing that we need to see here in Psalm 91 is that we have a responsibility. This is not all God doing things. God is very active in this psalm, but it also requires us to have a mindset and an attitude and take a course of action that sets the stage for God to do what God wants to do. So it says here, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. We have got to make God not just our emergency escape path, but we need to make him our abiding place, our dwelling place, where we are saying, God, I want to be with you every day. I don't ever want to. I don't just want to. I like to put it in this context simply because it is something that the world understands. God is not looking for a one-night stand with you. He is not looking for a one-time encounter with you at the altar. He is looking to take up residence in our hearts. He's looking for us to dwell with him. He's looking for us to make him the focal point of our lives and allow him to govern over every aspect. When the children of Israel marched, when they set up camp, every tribe was completely surrounded the Ark of the Covenant. There wasn't any distance there. They all camped under different banners. There was the tribe of Judah to the east. There was the tribe of Reuben to the south. The tribe of Levi was right in the center. The tribe of Ephraim was on the west, and the tribe of Dan to the north. And then they all marched out in the same order that they camped. But as they camped around the Ark of the Covenant, they all were connected to one another, with God being the hub of the entire nation. That's absolutely wonderful. You and I, we need to get back to that place where God is not just a relationship of convenience, but a focal point of our lives. That we fixate on him and say, God, I'm going to live with you forever. So, it's not just a passing fancy. It's not just get me through this problem and then I'll go back to ignoring you. That's the wrong mindset. We don't experience the benefits that God wants us to experience if we just have that nonchalant attitude where, you know, I can take God or I can leave God. That's not the case. We need to say, God, I'm dwelling where you are. I don't know if you've ever watched a young child, whenever they get into a situation where they're a little unsure of what's going on, but every child I've ever been around has the same attitude, and that is whenever they get into that uncertainty, they press in real close to their parent, to the person that's taking care of them. And they grab hold of that leg for all it's worth. And sometimes they'll even position themselves with the parent in between them and the uncertainty. That's what God is looking for from us. Not a timidity, not a fear of the circumstance, but knowing that God is the necessary resource in our life. He is the only resource in our life that is going to make us victorious as we face the uncertainty. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Jesus is called the mystery. His ministry was something that the devil didn't understand. And you and I, when we have found that secret place in the Most High, let me put it to you this way. It goes on to say, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we have come to recognize that God is the Most High, there is only one other position for us to be in, and that is underneath him. Nothing can elevate itself above the Most High. So if we will exalt the Lord God to the Most High place in our life, fear is never going to triumph over him. Worry is never going to triumph. We're not going to be overpowered by a giant. We're not going to be overpowered by a plague or a pestilence or anything like that. We're never going to be outnumbered. A national crisis is never going to dethrone God. God's economy is going to continue to move forward. God is the Most High, and so we choose to live under the shadow of the Almighty. And so we need to say, God, you are not only the Most High, but you are also the most powerful. He is the most powerful. He is the one who is able to deliver us from sin. He is the one who is able to deliver us from sickness and disease. Listen, I'm very thankful for the medical community. I've got family members that if it wasn't for the medical community, they wouldn't be alive right now. I'm thankful for them. I don't ever want them to think that I'm not. What I will tell you, though, is this. They have limitations. There are things that they don't know how to accomplish it. And God is not so hindered. He's the Almighty. He is the all-wise one. He is the all-powerful. And He is the Most High. And we need to dwell very, very closely with Him. We need to make Him the preeminent person in our life. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In Him, my God, in Him I will trust. Now, look at verse number 3. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. A fowler was a person who caught birds with a snare or a trap. And it doesn't say that he might. It says that he will surely. It is a certainty that God is going to deliver His people. Okay? I want to point something out to you. Verse number 11 says this, "For He shall give His angels charge over you." The reason that I point that verse out to you is the devil quoted that verse to Jesus. So I know for a fact that the devil knows what is written in Psalm 91. Out of his own mouth, he has confessed that he knows it. He misapplied that truth in trying to tempt Jesus to do something that he wasn't supposed to do. That was never going to be successful, in my opinion. But he knows what this says. The problem is, we don't know what it says. So we don't focus on the word surely the same way that the devil focuses on the word surely. We don't look at this promise as the certainty that the devil recognizes that God meant to convey. The truth of the matter is, people may speak in hyperbolic terms. They may use hyperbole. They may exaggerate. But God never does. When He says it is going to happen, get ready. Because it's going to happen. When He says, I'm going to just simplify the language here just a little bit. When He says that He will deliver you from the devil's trap, He means He will deliver you from the devil's trap. Now, the reason that a trap would be successful would be one of two reasons. Either the person who was arming the trap would use a bait that would be enticing to someone to come in to that area, or in the case of a fowler's snare, they may set the trap wherever a bird may be accustomed to letting their guard down. Okay? And so if there is something that the devil has in your life that he uses to entice you into sin, then we need God to deliver us by changing our appetite. We need God to function in our life and do a renovating work in our life so that we are not enticed by the things that the devil would use to entice us with. And if it's just because we get careless and we get lax in our vigilance, then we need to say, God, would you equip me with the armor of God on a regular basis so that I can stand and I can do everything else I'm supposed to do. And at the very end, I'm still going to be standing and I'm going to be watching every opportunity that I get. So I have had the privilege of sharing a meal with several people who have military backgrounds. And here's what I have found about sharing a meal with those people. And that is this. They are not shy in asking for a specific seat. Okay? If we go to a table, this was back when restaurants were open for in-house dining. If we were to go in, every one of the people who were trained in military vigilance, they want to position themselves where they can be eyewitnesses to every person that comes in the door. It's not because they're a stalker, but they are constantly looking to make sure that if there's a threat that comes in the door, that they're one of the first people that is aware of that threat. And I'm telling you, it's been Air Force, it's been Army, it's Navy, it's the Marines. Every one of them wants to make sure they're in as much control of their environment as they can possibly be in, so that they do not fall victim to whatever trap might or whatever harm someone might be planning. Now, fortunately, I've never been in a situation where anybody did anything, but you know what? Those people never let their guard down. Can I encourage us today that as we're going through Psalm 91, that we make God our abiding place, that His words abide in us, we abide in Him, we know the truth will set us free, that we say, you know what, I am going to stop doubting or wondering if God is going to bring me through this situation victoriously. I know He's going to bring me through victoriously. I know His name is going to be glorified. And the reason that I know it is because He's changed my appetite from the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. He has given me the desires of His heart so that the devil's temptation doesn't impact me. It's not enticing to me anymore. I've lost my sense of taste for the things that the devil would try and trap me with. Okay? And then say, God, make me vigilant. Make me extra dutiful to be aware of anything that the enemy might try to use in my life to bring about my destruction. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. What a great promise. What a great promise. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the latter part of that verse, which says, and from the perilous pestilence. But I don't have enough time to cover that one today, so we will pick that up tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program. God bless you as God delivers you for His glory. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Like sweet refreshing rain.